Now, this next story, this is shocking, even for unions and even for Michigan. This story, when you hear this, this makes card check look like child's play. This is from Fox Business Blogs. This is a John Stossel story, and it's called Forced Unionization. Get this. Michelle Berry runs a daycare business out of her home in Flint, Michigan. She thought that she owned her own business, but she's been told that she is now a government employee and a union member, and it's not voluntary. And Obama wonders why people don't want to hire anybody. Obama wonders why people don't want to start businesses. Now a union can take over your home-based business, thanks to government, and there's nothing you can do about it. Here are the rest of the story details. Suddenly, Michelle Berry and 40,000 other Michigan private daycare providers have learned that union dues are being taken out of the child care subsidies that the state sends them. The union is a creation of AFSCME, the Government Workers Union, and the United Auto Workers. This racket means big money to AFSCME, which runs the union, writes the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a free market think tank. Today, the Department of Human Services siphons about $3.7 million in annual dues to the union. Now, the money should be going to home-based daycare providers themselves, not on the high end of the income scale. Ms. Berry now sees money once paid to her go to a union that does nothing for her. Patrick Wright, who is a lawyer for the Mackinac Center, says that the union was forced on the women, 40,000 of them, after a certification election conducted by mail, in which only 6,000 daycare providers out of the 40,000 voted. Wright told Stossel his clients, like Michelle Berry, say they were shocked to learn they were suddenly in a union. They want nothing to do with it. One of the clients has said, look, this is my home. I'm both labor and management here. They wanted nothing to do with this union, and they don't think that it has any purpose beside siphoning money away from them. And Michigan isn't the only state funding unions this way. 14 states have now enabled home-based daycare providers to be organized into public employee unions, affecting about 233,000 people. This is how unions now recruit, by force, because nobody wants them. And this woman didn't even know. Didn't even know. She got a federal subsidy, I guess, to run the daycare center along with 40,000 other women, people. And part of the subsidy is going to pay union dues for her. And she had no idea. Mackinac sued Michigan on behalf of the daycare owners, but the case was dismissed. They have appealed. Neither Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, the Department of Human Services, nor the union would talk to Stossel about this. But last month, Michigan Representative Justin Amish proposed a law that would end stealth unionization of private entrepreneurs. Card check? Anybody? Anybody need card check? We don't need it. They're already doing it.
Why are they so afraid of him?
Why? Rush Limbaugh on the EIB Network.
Rush on News Radio 850 KOA.